This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. In Grand Junction, protesters against President Trump's proposed budget bill are sitting in outside Congressman Jeff Hurd's office.
Cars and even one bike honk their support as protesters wave signs that read, "This bill will kill, and just vote no," from the sidewalk outside Hurd's office. Organizer Kate Hawthorne says it would give tax breaks to the wealthy and strip funding from Medicaid.
People will die if they don't have their Medicaid coverage. Nursing homes will be affected. Rural health care clinics will be deeply and dramatically affected to the point of having to close.
They plan to continue the sit-in for several days. Hurd's office told CPR News rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse would help strengthen Medicaid. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The House is expected to vote on the spending bill as early as today. Town officials in Montrose are defending the decision to fire a municipal judge. CPR's Tom Hess reports the termination drew scrutiny because it came on the heel of ruling against the city.
The case involved an unhoused camp at a local Methodist church. City officials sought to have the camp cleared from the private property, but Judge Aaron Maxwell sided with church officials, allowing the camp to stay. That was in February. In March, her contract was terminated. That prompted speculation that the judge's ruling was to blame. A spokesperson for the city said the judge's review was already set for March and the decision was based on other performance issues. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.